Merry Christmas. One of my favorite all-time Christmas movies is It's a Wonderful Life. And my wife makes fun of me, very appropriately, by the way. It's well-earned, because I'm always going around, you know, Merry Christmas, you know, like the old Jimmy Stewart, right? So, Merry Christmas, you old new lifers.
Merry Christmas.
So, Dr. Jackie Mac Harris, I'm curious, what present do you have for us this day?
First, I'm going to start with the scripture. One of them, an expert in the religious law, tried to trap him with this question: "Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?" Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments." And in this season, in my work, one of the things I'm noticing is the difficulty that people are having in the relationships. Mm-hmm. And I just want people this Christmas to remember to love God, love themselves, and love others. All of the stuff that is going on in the world around us is going on in the world around us. It does not surprise God at all, but he told us to be peacemakers. He told us as much as it is possible within us to keep the peace. And he told us to love God with everything in us and to love ourselves and to love others like we love ourselves. And I think this Christmas, the best gift we can give is to release ourselves from the confinements of anger and disappointment and bitterness and disagreement with people who don't think like we think, mm-hmm. and just love one another.
Yeah.
Go into Christmas with the knowledge that God loves you so much that he came to make a way for you to stay in relationship with him, even though we make choices that he's not happy with, even though we do things he disagrees with.
Yeah.
How dare we cut people off because they think differently than we think, or disparage them because they think differently than we think, when we serve a God who has been so generous and forgiving to us. And so I just want to remind people that Christmas, Emmanuel came.
Yeah.
And they said he would save his people.
Yeah.
And so if we stand on that as believers, we've had so much to rejoice about. It's a time to celebrate that Jesus is real and a king is born.
Yeah. Well, and it just reminds me, too, that love takes work.
It takes work.
You know, a couple of years ago, as I was working on a book, and not yet published, but I was really diving into the characteristics of love described in 1 Corinthians 13. You know, patience, kindness, hopefulness.
Doesn't keep record of wrongs.
Yeah, truthfulness. And what is unlove, right? Like envy, jealousy, you know, fits of rage or easily angered, wrong-keeping, self-seeking. Rooting those things out of our lives, replacing unlove with love, it takes work.
It takes work.
And it's funny because you pick the right word, peace. Makers. Do you know there's a difference between peacekeeper and peacemaker?
Yeah.
A peacekeeper is somebody that's being harmed and is a doormat. A peacemaker is somebody that does the harder work of love, that has to make a treaty with somebody, that has to say, this isn't working for me. We need to figure something else out. And so there's some effort, like you said, and we can be peacemakers, right?
Absolutely.